Weapon Rescue is played. And I had not looked at the program very carefully, and this was just before the intermission and it was played, and I thought it was pretty nice. I was glad that I thought it was very nice. And left and came back, and they played the same thing again. I looked at the program, and sure enough, and the program was listed twice. I've heard that in other cases, and I like the idea very much. The piece that is on your program now by John Watts, a New York composer, was written in 1974, I think. And it's a piece that calls for quartet, soprano, Peggy Jansen, and orchestra. And I think that it might be interesting for you to hear the piece twice. As we mentioned before, in symphonic pieces, the themes are stated at the very outset, but once is usually not enough, and they're repeated time and time again. Well, there are no repeats in this piece, and so for you to hear it twice, we just have to play it twice. I think that you might enjoy that, and let me invite you between things, that is during the intermission. There is a score here that I would be more than glad for you to see. The question was put to me last night by one of the orchestra members. Are the notes that are in the tape on the page in your score? Well, that's not the case. The tape was composed in a studio. Now, we have our own studio here. Robert Morris, one of our faculty composers, runs that studio. He is in the audience tonight. Bob, would you raise your hand? If you have any questions about how the piece was put on the tape, you might direct them to him during the intermission, and then you can. There are some indications of things on the tape in the score, but not too much of that. So, and I would also invite you to speak to any of the players here. You might want to look at their parts to see what it is.